Welcome back to Money Talk with MoneyWeb. Time now for a wrap of the day's markets, and joining us today is Petri Riedelinghuis, who's the founder of Herenia Capital Advisors. Petri.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you for having me.
So, right across the board with local equity markets, especially in local equity markets, with the All Share giving up over 1.1%, and that was driven by declines in resources, industrials, and financials. What's behind this negative sentiment?
It was a tough day today. Look, I think we had a very strong run into the sort of later part of last week, which on Friday evening was pretty much ruined by the US session. So that followed through on Monday into our market today. That negative sentiment, I suppose, spilled over in the morning. Our market started really strong on the back of a bounce in the US, but US futures as well as basically the German and the European market started coming off, and that dragged us down as well. So sentiment was still relatively negative around most of the financial markets on a global scale this during the first half of the day, at least, and leading into the last few hours of our market. I think a lot of it has to do with the situation unfolding with Deutsche Bank. They've been fined a phenomenal amount of money, which is probably going to cripple the bank. Well, it's obviously what the Deutsche Bank executives are crying. And this had led to up to almost 30% of the corporate debt issuing or corporate debt issues not going through. So you're looking at corporate actions, things like share schemes that people wanted to do, as well as bonds that people wanted to sell within the German economy itself, had been cancelled because people were afraid that obviously, possibly another Lehman Brothers type of situation is busy brewing. Since then, though, we've seen that authorities are willing to negotiate the fine with Deutsche Bank, and this is bringing a little bit of positive sentiment back into the market. So the US market is bouncing quite hard at the moment and rallying up, but we bore the brunt of it. And of course, the bad sort of smell in the air, a possible bank going down, reminds a lot of people of 2008, and they just sort of got rid of risk assets over the last 2 days. So from where I'm sitting, though, for the worst seems to be over.
Mm-hmm. Well, you say the worst seems to be over, and the local equity market did start off on a positive foot this morning. Also starting off quite positively was the RAND, and that was supported by the view that Hillary Clinton outperformed Donald Trump in last night's first US presidential election, or so it seems. So, I mean, to what extent is the RAND going to be affected by the developments in the US, especially if we're seeing it react even before the actual election?
Right. Okay. So the US sneezes and we all catch a cold. I'm not really sure. You know, American politics in general isn't really one of the realms that I like to keep up with, to be quite honest. But I do think that we have two very different types of presidents. I mean, there's one that I don't really know who you support or who is even logical to support at this point. Mm-hmm. But I think if Donald Trump were to become president, he would be very pro-America, make America great again, and enact all sorts of policies that will be able to support U.S. companies. Growth.
Perhaps to the detriment of
perhaps
others.
Perhaps to the detriment of others. So from the rest of the world perspective, Hillary Clinton seems to be the slightly better choice. Look, I mean, maybe if Donald Trump wins, we sell the farm and we all buy some resources, give it 5 months and wait for him to blow the whole thing up. But, if Hillary Clinton wins, I think she's perceived to be a little bit more level-headed, which, of course, is very good for world growth and so on. And this leads into risk, people buying into emerging market debt and that kind of thing, which is what we're seeing. We're seeing a lot of inflows into emerging market debt at this point, and thus RAND strength, we also have to wonder how much of it is RAND strength, how much of it is just pure dollar weakness. And dollar weakness also is good for their economy. It is good for resource prices. I can't tell who's going to win the election, and I can't certainly not tell what the impact of whoever wins is going to have on our economy. Mm-hmm. But I do know that we'll probably hear about it a whole lot in the coming months, so I'll probably have to read up some.
Well, that's just what I was going to ask you, though, because U.S. markets are positive but fluctuating after the outcome of that election. Are global markets going to be on edge until this is over and done within 6 weeks' time?
I think, I would say that the rebound in the U.S. market probably has a little less to do with the political situation or with the run up to the elections than what we imagine. I think it more has to do with the Deutsche Bank type mm-hmm. of situation, and that seems to be coming to a good resolution. Because I think that poses a bigger sort of systematic risk to the markets than whoever the U.S. president is. But I do think that this will probably have an impact on markets going forward, because, of course, what comes into light in this last sort of leg of the election campaigns is their stances on policy. Donald mm-hmm. Trump has said very little about what his policy stances are. And people doubt the policy stances that Hillary Clinton has. So, you know, as they bring their policies to light over the next couple of weeks, I think that will have a more measurable impact on the market going forward. I think the market will probably react to it somewhat within the next 6 weeks. But as history tells us, from a cyclical perspective or from if you look at how the market behaves during an election season, most of the time it's generally up because mm-hmm. obviously everybody is just saying good things so that they can be elected, and they paint a very rosy picture of the world. And this influences market participants, and they drive prices higher.
Okay, so for now, it'll be a game of wait and see. Also, we're seeing a game of wait and see on the oil markets, and that's with Saudi Arabia and Iran failing to reach a deal today to curb oil output. Now, apparently, the Iranian oil minister has said that a deal could be reached by November.
Yeah, so his comments were something along the lines of, we never came here to make an agreement. We came here to find out what everybody was thinking so that we can make an agreement in November. So it feels a bit like, that girl who flirts with you all the time but will never agree to go on a date with you because, one moment we hear stories. I mean, it was just yesterday. We're hearing the stories that Russia and Saudi Arabia are talking. They're considering a output freeze at January levels, which would in fact translate into then a production cut because since then everyone's production has increased. And now today we see, Iran and Saudi Arabia coming out of the talks saying, well, you know, we didn't come here to make an agreement in the first place. So we're just kind of, we're being toyed with in a sense. So oil price down some, almost 3% at one point today. It's bouncing a little back now. I think it'll sort of stay within the range between 45 and 50 for the foreseeable future until we do see an actual agreement mm-hmm. or a production freeze or cut coming out of OPEC, or even, a non-OPEC member agreeing. But, in the medium to longer term, Russia's involvement in this process, they're also at the summit, having mm-hmm. meetings with people on the side.
Meetings on the sidelines,
so
yes.
I do think that some sort of a resolution and production reductions are probably on the cards within the next 6 to 8 months, or six to nine months, sorry. Mm. So for me, I think it's a matter of time. However, more speculation. For now, the market was a bit disappointed, mm-hmm. indeed, that there was no resolution to the answers that they're looking for.
A matter of time. So Petri, let's wait and see. Thank you so much for joining us. Petri Redeling-Hase, founder of Herenia Capital Advisors.